woman who stands up, the bride?
Well, bridesmaid or matron.
Matron.
According, if she's married, she'd be the bride's matron, wouldn't she? And then the bridesmaid if she was a single girl.
Have you ever heard of any kind of celebration after a wedding where people would go out to the couple's house and just really raise Cain, you know, make a lot of noise?
Chivalry.
So, yeah. Mm. Does that still go on?
I don't know whether it does or not. It might a little, but not a whole lot.
Could you just describe in general what went on at one of those things?
Well, they just go out and then just, you know, talk and kid them, you know, tease them and everything, and have drinks and stuff, and then let them go on the way, kind of. But it's been years ago, years ago.
What about if you had been to Little Rock, and afterwards you had to meet somebody in Little Rock that I knew, and you would come back to Fort Smith, and you were telling me about it afterwards, you might say, well, I met old so-and-so. What would you say?
Well, I'd say I'd met him where I was supposed to meet him, but I was disappointed in him or something.
Or if you were indicating to me just exactly where you might have met him, mm-hmm. if it was in Little Rock, you'd say, well, I met old so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. At the Holiday Inn or something.
Or if, let's say if you met somebody in St. Louis, what would you say if you were telling me about him later on?
I met him in St. Louis at the ball game, I guess.
Do you ever hear people say anything like, well, I met old so-and-so
on the street?
Down in Little Rock or up in St. Louis?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can use up or down according to the location.
And you know, Fayetteville is up from here. A lot of people say going down to Fayetteville. And it's just up all the way.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah, it sure is. Uh-huh. And why they say down to Fayetteville, I don't know. But there's several people that I've talked with around here, and they'll say down to Fayetteville.
Well, what about if you lived in a residential area and you were going into town? What would you say? You'd say, I'm going
downtown,
uptown. Just use either one?
Either one, uh-huh.
What about, say, if there were a lot of people at a party and they started getting a little bit rambunctious and some neighbor called the police? Police came out and didn't arrest just one person, they arrested the
whole bunch. Mm-hmm. The whole group. Really, they'd say bunch.
Talking about being at a party sometimes, the couples will get out on the floor and they'll begin
dancing.
You know, different types of dances you tell me about that you're familiar with?
Yeah, there's the waltz and foxtrot and two step and Charleston. And, well, I don't know, some of these younger dances.
Any one of those do you like any better than others?
No. I like a waltz better than anything.
I ask about this expression. Say, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school
is out.
Or if it's school has been out during summer vacation and it's toward the end of the summer, you might ask, well, when does school
start?
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about school. Say if a boy left home to go to school, but he never got there on purpose, you'd say he did what?
He skipped school.
Skipped school?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard that called anything besides that?
Yeah, I can't think what it is. He, what?
Played hooky.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that a person goes to school to get an
education.
And after high school, some people go off to
college. Uh-huh.
And after you get through with kindergarten, a child will go into the
grade school, first grade.